translation and Prabhupada by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. Who are you? You appear to be strong and yet you dare kill within my protection those who are helpless. By your dress you pose yourself to be a godly man, king, but by your deeds you are opposing the principles of the thrice-born Kshatriyas. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are called thrice-born because for these higher classes of men there is no birth by parental conjunction and there is another birth of cultural revolution by spiritual initiation from the bona fide acharya or spiritual master. So a Kshatriya is also twice born like a Brahmana and his duty is to give protection to the helpless. The Kshatriya king is considered to be a representative of God to give protection to the helpless and chastise the miscreants. Whenever there are anomalies in these routine work by the administrators, there is an incarnation of the Lord to re-establish the principle of a godly kingdom. In the age of Kali, the poor helpless animals, especially cows, which are meant to receive all sorts of protection from the administrative heads, are killed without restriction. Thus the administrative heads under whose nose such things happen are representative of God in name only. Such powerful administrators are rulers of the poor citizens by dress or office. Factually they are worthless low-class men. Without the cultural assets of the thrice-born, no one can expect justice or equality of treatment from ones born spiritually uncultured low-class men. Therefore, in the age of Kali, everyone is unhappy due to maladministration of the state. The modern human society is not thrice-born by spiritual culture. Therefore, the people's government by the people are not thrice-born, must be a government of Kali in which everyone is unhappy. Go to some prayers. This is prayed by Sanatana Goswami, glorifying Bhagavatam. Sarva Sattvi Puyu Sarva Vijukcha Satyai Pala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnaya Sarva Lokaya Drik Pada Sarva Bhagavate Prana Srimad Bhagavate Prabho Kali Dvijodna Padhyatya Sri Krishna Pavita Tita Pramadando Pataya Prema Vasa Aksayate Sarva Sarva Visevaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute Mad Eka Bandhu Mad Sangha Mad Guru Mad Mahadana Mad Nistriya Mad Bhagya Mad Ananda Namostute Asoda Sudato Dinyan Achintayata Kara Hena Municha Kalich Mam Premnahit Kataya Spura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures, most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all people of the world, O life breath of Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has risen to dispel the darkness of the age of Kali. You are actually Krishna who has returned amongst us. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss, for your symbols rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Krishna. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectable unto you. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O lifter of the very fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifested upon my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So, actually, it's mentioned in Mahabharata that a king rules by his purity. So these ages which are there, like Satyuga, Tretayuga, Dwapara, and Kali Yuga, they always manifest at all times. It's not like Kali Yuga just manifests in times of Kali Yuga. It manifests at all times. So he says when a king, according to how he rules, that particular age is manifest. It's like when Bhishma Dev was ruling the kingdom in his time, he says Satyuga was manifest, like the way he was ruling the kingdom, how he was giving protection to his citizens and how he was caring for the welfare of everyone. So in the same ways, in all ages, there are always saintly people to guide people on the right path. Krishna always sends the saintly people to guide people on the right path. I was reading the Krishna book yesterday. Who was that king who was posing as Vishnu, as Krishna? Pundrak, yeah. So he says in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, it says that actually this king Pundrak, he did austerity to Lord Shiva to get a blessing to have these the symbols of Vishnu on his body. He had four arms, right? And Vishnu symbol, yeah. So he prayed to Lord Shiva for that blessing. And he's explained how when he sent his messenger to Krishna saying that you're the false Vasudev and you should give your symbol to me. So then Krishna sent a messenger back to Pundrak that you will be you'll be killed by, when I kill you in my Sudarshan Chakra, your head will be fed by the dogs and jackals, and we'll see who the real Vasudev is when we come. And if I'm defeated by you, then I will surrender to you. Like this, he gave a message to this Pundrak. And he's also explained how this, in Gopachampa, he gives us a little more rasa behind this pastime. The question is put that what happened to the messenger who came with, who gave a message to Krishna? What was his destination? And the answer was given that because he supported Pundrak, he also got the same result as Pundrak. I mean, Pundrak got the mercy that he was dressed in Vishnu symbol, thinking of Krishna, so he got liberated. But his followers didn't get liberated because they wanted to be cheated. This is the point. So, in that pastime, Prabhupada mentions how there are always cheaters. Because there were many people who thought that Pundrak was the supreme, he was Vasudev, not Krishna. So there's always people like that who want to be cheated. There's always It's just in Kali Yuga is more prominent. It's more like manifest. In other yugas, it wasn't so much manifest like in Kali Yuga. The majority were like mode of goodness. But in Kali Yuga, the mode of passion and ignorance is more prominent. So, like we see, nowadays they disregard God's laws and they promote man-made laws. So that shows us, demons do like that. Demons never. Prabhupada also comments in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He says that Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by everyone, but only the demons reject him. So, in other times, you could actually kill the demons physically because when Kali Yuga, the demons already killed in any way by the situation of lifespan is short, unfortunate, unlucky, misguided. Soul, and life is too short, so we have to help those who are open to be helped. Example can be given like in the army, you help those who are less injured. Those who are too much injured, you can't help them so much sometimes. So you save those who are open for the mercy. This is the even we see in how Srila Prabhupada, when he started the mission, in the beginning, he gave time to certain individuals. But then he could see those individuals are not open for the mercy. And then more people were coming for his shelter. Then Prabhupada told them that, he told his individuals, I can't help you anymore. I've given you so much time, I can't give you any more time anymore. So he says God helps those who help themselves. So reading Prabhupada's letters, and Prabhupada asked a question like what's the role of the spiritual master in terms of connection with the jiva's relationship with Krishna? Is the spiritual master always there when the jiva's achieve perfection? And Prabhupada explained, it's like a school teacher. When a student is not so well educated, he educates him to a point when he's educated. After education, he doesn't need the help of the spiritual master or the teacher. He doesn't need the help of the teacher. In the same way, the spiritual master is playing a role in the life of a disciple to help him become perfect. And all of the spiritual masters are there, but when the jiva is with Krishna, everything becomes revealed to him. So this is in this particular Kali Yuga is a special time period because Lord Chaitanya had come. In previous Kali Yugas, the process would be given and those who were qualified they could take to it, the others could not. But Lord Chaitanya is coming, he's giving the mercy to everyone. And Srila Prabhupada, he made it very easy for everyone to take to the path also. Like, he wrote many books, he gave established many temples. Also educating the people who come, helping them to become more understanding on the path. So the way we can benefit others is by ourselves becoming pure. If we become pure, we can influence others to become, those who are open, we can help them become pure. It's like Srila Prabhupada said in one of the lectures that age of Kali, things will get more and more difficult over time. But then the question was asked, and Prabhupada explained that if you adopt Lord Chaitanya's method of doing Harinam in public and giving prasad, then it'll become easy for people to become devotees. So, the process is simple for those who are simple-minded. It's hard for those who are not, who are narrow-minded. So as devotees, it's up to us how we should learn to be open-minded and deep thinkers. Unless you're a deep thinker, like a sage, spiritual life becomes hard to practice. Spiritual life is meant for those who are deep thinkers. So we see in modern day society, people generally are not deep thinkers. They want immediate satisfaction. They want immediate sense gratification. Whereas sages and advanced devotees, they go into doing what's beneficial to uplift others in terms of bringing them to Krishna. So. Now the marathon is going on, so I'll share a few book distribution stories. In terms of helping those who are to want to be, giving the mercy for those who are open for taking it, we also have to know how much we can help someone. So, at an instance, I think when I was doing book distribution in Leicester, we sold a set to some family, and then Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu, he contacted one person here. This son lives in Stanmore. He's the son of this person who we sold the Bhagavatam set in Leicester 30 years back. So then he bought the set from the what they call it, Matsya Project, the Matsya book distribution. He bought a set from them. So it took the boy 30 years to come to the point of buying a set from the temple again. So it just shows how time goes fast. And not everyone will take to the pathway quickly. It'll take baby steps. And actually this also I had an instance where I did book distribution to one family in Leicester many years back who cultivating this family, and the husband was blind. He was initiated by Krishna Das Swami. The husband was blind. The son wasn't so intelligent. He was like in his own little world. The daughter was open-minded, but she needed guidance. So the fact that we were going there and giving them prasadam and books, and the husband was really eager that his son become a devotee, but somehow he wasn't quite there. So we were going and we were cultivating them, and we took the son to Mayapur one time. And so when he got back, he wasn't ready to join the temple. But he went back to his old ways. But the fact that the father was intensely into Krishna consciousness, somehow the daughter benefited. She got married to a devotee and she got initiated by ISKCON spiritual master. So as devotees, our goal is to help people become spiritually strong. So the fact that it said Prabhupada gives an example, like there's a good tree in the forest, will benefit the whole tree, isn't it? So, if there's a good son in the family, it'll glorify the family. So, as devotees, our mission is to help people create good fortune in their lives. These ages, like Satyuga, Tretayuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kaliyuga, there's like different seasons: summer, spring, autumn, winter. So they're always there. But by helping people become spiritually strong, they can overcome all these anomalies in these ages. The modes of nature is the one that affects people. So by understanding scripture and discussing with devotees, giving prasad, then in time all these people who come in touch with these things become purified. Now, there's a... This is why Krishna consciousness is not a religion, it's a science, how to become God-realized. Prabhupada challenged, he said, you ask three questions to any religion, they can't answer them. What is God's name? What is his telephone number? And what is his address? They can't answer these three questions. Prabhupada said, we know the answer. God's name is Krishna, his telephone is Hare Krishna, his address is Goloka Vrindavan. So in summary, this is the whole philosophy in summary. So if someone doesn't want to hear someone's philosophy, or they, you give them a summary, this is it. So nowadays people are mostly concerned with their in Kali Yuga people will be considered great even if they can just maintain their families. But the thing is, Prabhupada gives an example, like if there's many zeros, has no meaning, but if there's one behind a zero, then he goes, some meaning comes in, 10, 100, 1,000, million, like that. So we are trying to educate people to put Krishna in the center of the activities. And by having that, then in time, they will achieve perfection. It's just different individuals have their way of approaching. Like there was one person some years back, I was giving Bhagavad Gita class, and an Indian guy came in with his English wife. So I encouraged you to buy a Krishna book. Shishirada Gokunanda Ki Jai. And after buying the Krishna book, he said, my relationship with Krishna is private. So this is how he wanted it. Couldn't say anything more. So but we have to keep on trying, because this is Lord Chaitanya's mission, that he wants this mission to spread. And he says if we keep on trying, at some point Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments that Krishna will make arrangement to come in a way that make things go on. It will carry on. The mission will carry on. Ravindra Sarup Prabhu, he gave an example. This is in Chicago, when the temple was in debt and they couldn't pay the... They were asked to leave the temple or something. They were waiting on the street. And then a man came in a suit and tie and with a suit briefcase. And he went up to the Ravindra Sarup and gave him the money. And it was just the right amount to pay the... pay whatever they had to pay, and the temple went on. We had I met one devotee in East Africa, a disciple of Satsang Maharaj. He owned a big business there. And in the temple in Kanaga, they got into a lot of debt. They had to pay off debt, so the temple would have been taken over. So he got into black money, and with that money he paid off the temple debts. So it shows that if you're somehow or other you're connected to Krishna, you get benefit, your protection is there. Actually, it says in the story of King Pitu that if someone reads this pastime, a Brahman will achieve great knowledge, a Kshatriya will become a guru of the kingdom, a Vaishya will become good in his business or something, and a Shudra will become a pure devotee. Interesting, huh? If you read the pastime of Maharaj Pitu, it says that in the fourth canto. So, and I think a point was made in terms of from Krishna's perspective, which is the highest order in the manashram, like. And Krishna considers Sudras the highest because they have a service attitude. The other three, they have some kind of prestige behind them. They think, Vaishyas think they can earn a lot of money and become famous, and Kshatriyas are very proud of their strength. Brahmans are very proud of their knowledge. Sudra is just into mood of serving. So Krishna likes that approach and mood of serving. So so he's explained that the age of Kali only affects those who lack knowledge of scriptures, and they don't take association of the advanced devotees. Kali is only for them. It's for the less intelligent. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, you see Maharaj Yudhishthir, when signs were coming in, which were happening in his kingdom, he wasn't affected by it. he was, but the fact that he had high instructions to go ahead, Vyasadeva gave instructions to him to go leave this world at a certain point, and because he says that the Pandavas, they're part of Krishna's pastimes in the material world, they assist Krishna in the pastimes in the material world. Because Krishna's pastimes are eternally going on, one universe after another is eternally going on. It's like Krishna is reclaiming the fallen souls by doing his pastimes. So it says that so he had instructions to leave this world at a certain point after ruling the kingdom. So if an example is there for someone like that, who's like Maharaj Yudhishthira and the Pandavas, so how much we should be more serious in our taking instructions from seniors. There's a quote by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, the question is asked, how do you define Kali Chalas? And he said that anyone who's taken shelter of the Sampradaya, but within the Sampradaya, they're not following, they're considered Kali Chalas. So, even like this Prime Minister who's on England, Boris Johnson, right? I think before he became Prime Minister, he actually came to the temple and devotees were preaching to him and looking after him, and you know, like they gave him nice facility, isn't it? They looked after him nicely. But he himself admitted, he said, I can appreciate Krishna consciousness to some extent, but I can't fully take to the path seriously because he had his own understanding behind it. But it just shows how the mercy is there for everyone. In this age, because Lord Chaitanya has come, the mercy is open for everyone. And one other point is shown how, you know, to go back to Godhead is a serious thing, because you have to give up all your attachments in the material world. Those who are not open for that, we can only help them to a certain extent. So Prabhupada said we should not strive to become leaders in this world, you know, like these politicians and leaders. And there's so many people who want to do that. Our aim should be to finish our business off and go back to Godhead. Because this world is a world of enemies. Even in family, you get enemies amongst each other, right? Relatives and like that. World of enemies. So even when Krishna comes, he's dealing with enemies, killing so many demons. And so we have to do our business and get out. Don't hang around here. It's not a nice place. Prabhupada says it's not a place for a gentleman. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna, Srinivas. Thank you for the class. It's really, really informative. Lots of points. Question came up, which is, what is a Kali Chala?
Well, Kali Chala is those who don't follow scripture properly, you know. They want to do things their way. They're not willing to approach the sadhu, sastra and guru line.
What is the definition of Kali Chala?
Well, this is definition.
As in Chal and Kali, like what is that?
Chala means someone who's a servant of Kali.
Servant of Kali.
Yeah.
Servant.
Servant of Kali, yeah.
And one more question, if possible. In the beginning of the class, you mentioned that when the student has gone through his education, the teacher has facilitated everything, and the student's become perfect, then in the spiritual world, at least in compared to spiritual life, as students, when we're one day when perfection happens, we won't need the teacher, for example. In the spiritual world, the teacher's there already, but we won't be serving under the teacher. Is that correct? So, for example, when we see that, you know, there's Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON is in the spiritual world as well, but we become perfected in our spiritual life, we don't need to be under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada to serve Krishna.
Yeah, it's like even now, you know, when the spiritual master sees that you're, if he sees that you're qualified to be a spiritual master, he'll give you the sanction to do that. Like J. Advaita Maharaj gave sanction to Kanama Kanan Maharaj, or even Jayaprataka Swami, he gave sanction to many of his sannyasi disciples. So the spiritual master knows what level you're on and what responsibility you can take. So you're always under proper guidance.
Thank you for that, Srinivas Prabhu. My question is about at the beginning of the class, it was mentioned the twice born in terms of the sudras, vaishyas, kshatriyas and brahmanas. Now, I was wondering, what does twice born mean? Does it mean that they're devotees of Krishna? Because I had an understanding that brahmanas could understand the difference between spirit and matter, but they mightn't necessarily have a relationship with Krishna.
Well, the thing is, Vaishnavas are beyond all designations, and we take on designation to so people can relate to us. Like, for example, the Brahman thread, why was it given? Why did Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, why did Prabhupada have it given to the Vaishnavas? Because outside people are into casteism, you know, they're into this caste Brahmanism and all these kinds of things. And if the Vaishnavas don't take the Brahman thread, then these people will criticize the Vaishnavas and they'll make offenses and they'll go to hell. So the Vaishnavas are beyond designation, but we take on this designation to protect people from outside from making offenses.
Thank you.
Just adding to what David Prabhu is asking, the purport Prabhupada says that Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are called twice born. Because of these higher classes of men, there is one birth by parental conjugation and there is another birth of cultural rejuvenation by spiritual initiation from a bona fide acharya or spiritual master. That's the definition for the twice born.
Krishna, thank you very much Prabhuji for the class. Can I have one question? Yeah. You were mentioning about that, you know, Krishna consciousness means being simple-minded. So can you maybe tell me what does it mean in your practice or in your understanding or from the scripture you're reading? What does it mean to be simple-minded, and what is the essence that makes one simple-minded?
Well, Gopal Krishna Maharaj gave a quote one time. He said, do your sadhana, do your service, keep out of politics. That's simple-minded. That's simple-minded. And also you follow the teachings of the acharyas. You have faith in the teachings. It's like, for example, in the Grihastha ashram, if the husband doesn't give time to the wife will not like it, you know. Or the wife doesn't give time to the husband will not like it. It's a two-way thing, you know. So, in the same way, we have to give time to Krishna. We have to develop affection for Krishna. That's why Prabhupada said, you read my books 1 or 2 hours every day, then renunciation will come into you. Then simplicity will come. Any questions from mother's side? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.